This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I mean, Diggs had the boys buzzing before the game, as he usually does.
I'll say Diggs pregame, Vrabel, and this time we got a little Milton Williams postgame. Can't do much better than that.
I mean, they've won so much this year. They're like weekly traditions on the show.
Yeah, it's great.
Victory Mondays here with Jones and Keith. It's a playoff victory Monday.
Whew.
It's like you play the Vrabel breakdown, which, as you said, was actually Milton Williams breaking the team down at the end. It's typically Drake May. But last night it was the Milkman. Well-deserved.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you get Diggs before the game as well, hyping the guys up. He says nobody believed in us. I mean, they were favored.
I think our
whole show picked them.
So, yeah, I think you might be bending the truth. I think they believe in them against the Chargers.
Yeah.
But I think Diggs is right to say that they don't believe in them, like, big picture.
That's
I don't
fair.
Think anybody thinks they're going to win the Super Bowl.
There's plenty of people who think.
I shouldn't say anybody, but, like, most don't.
No, and there's plenty of people.
Like, pregame, NBC had their thing. I did catch this. They have, like, 30 people that work on their pregame show. And they pick the game ahead of time, and they take like their little faces, and they put them on who they. Jason Garrett picked
the
Chargers.
He was the only one, right?
Oh, nobody else.
I caught that too. Actually, I forgot about that.
So Diggs should have changed it. Like Jason Garrett doesn't believe in us. Like no, he doesn't.
But I mean, no. People are picking apart the good teams they've beat or lack of good teams they've beat at least prior to last night. I think personally that should go out the window based on their win last night. Like now they won against an 11 win team.
I think once you're in the divisional round, that should go out the window because there were teams, at times, especially with the expanded playoff field, sometimes maybe not every wild card team is like a wagon. I mean, the Panthers, even though they won their division, wild card round, they make the playoffs with a sub-500 record.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, they're not all great, but, like, you're now in the final four of your conference, so, like, what more do you... I don't think we need to look back at the strength of schedule anymore.
Yeah.
You're in the divisional round.
And it doesn't mean there's no stakes. They should beat Pittsburgh or Houston. So it doesn't mean there's no stakes to the next game. But the idea that they beat nobody when you win a playoff game against an 11-win team and you hold them to 3 points?
I don't know.
I feel like that should go out the window.
I agree.
But that's me. I know Dan Graziano disagrees with it. We'll circle back to that coming up. Meanwhile, did you think the game was loud last night?
Yes, actually I did. So, and I don't always think Gillette Stadium is.
No.
And honestly, some of it has to do with, like, the architecture of it. Like, people have talked about that. Like, I'm not even blaming the fans. But sometimes you get, you know, the red level. They're sitting inside. And it's not the loudest stadium in the world. But I did feel like watching it last night. It felt like Tirico mentioned it a few times.
They came back with Living on a Prayer. It was rocking, it sounded like.
Oh, it was going nuts.
I think I saw Callahan tweet at one point. He's like, Gillette just shook.
Yeah, I felt loud just at home.
So that's what I thought, yeah. But I wasn't there. Steph Diggs disagrees,
oh.
Keith. This is Steph Diggs after the game. A lot of people very complimentary of the crowd.
Yeah.
Here's what he had to say.
What were your first impressions of just the Gillette crowd in playoff atmosphere?
I'm not going to say it. I think they could have been a little louder.
Okay.
They got loud at times, but I think they might take a little nap in between there a little bit. We got to give them a lot to cheer for, too, on the offensive side of the ball. But it was those spurts where you knew that they were present, and on defense they were present every time. I'm just talking from the offensive side of the ball. I appreciate the quietness a little bit, though. We'd be a little bit more efficient. But, you know, if something exciting happens, don't be scared to scream at the top of your lungs.
Okay.
Not.
Oh, yeah, there they are.
Yeah, there I hear them.
He amended it a little bit.
He did a little bit, but not to start anything. But would you argue that maybe the offense took a little bit of a nap?
Well, that's what I think he...
I think he eventually got there. He's like, well, maybe we didn't give him enough to cheer for.
He did kind of say that.
Yeah, he's like, oh, no, but he first was asked pretty open-ended, what's the atmosphere? We asked similar questions to Henry and Ellis. They both said it was electric. They both said it was great, super loud. digs. Now, maybe this is a little bit of a, you know, motivating because they know they have at least one more home game.
There's another level you
can
go
guys,
to.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
But it could be even louder this Sunday against either Houston or Pittsburgh. So maybe that's where he's going. But I don't know. Ellis told us he couldn't even hear the defensive play calls sometimes.
Seems like
it's pretty loud to me.
I'm just telling you, we're just playing for you what Steph Diggs said after the game. It sounded very loud to me.
Yeah, not loud enough.
Not loud enough for Steph Diggs.
All right.
617-779-7937. We've been almost all Pats today. We did briefly talk about Alex Bregman to the Cubs.
Yeah.
Which was horrible.
Yep.
I was caught flat-footed on that. Not necessarily that he's not back with the Red Sox, but the team, the money, the timing of all of it caught me off guard on Saturday night. I think I have a good idea where our guy Justin in D.C. wants to go with this, but Justin, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I got to ask if Steph Diggs was sober during that quote, because I bought tickets for next weekend's game because of how loud it sounded. So I'm flying up from D.C. to go to this game, despite what this dink just said. Anyway, I think the Devers talk is tedious, so I kind of want to try and avoid that. If you're looking at what Breslow has done this offseason, he's traded away essentially a lot of our future for 1 and 2 year rentals near the age of retirement for a team that most people project to finish fourth in the AL East as currently constituted. You can argue with me and say third, but based on the metrics that Breslow and Kennedy laid out to compete, a true number two pitcher and two power bats, they aren't going to be able to compete even if they do sneak it into the playoffs, and we know the MLB is very volatile. So that is all to say, I think we need to look at this from the perspective of we just sat through 6 years of a rebuild. Breslow just traded away a lot of our viable prospects for rentals, and now the farm system is ranked 15th, and the only young player that we know that can actually play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
The sport of baseball at a major league level is Roman Anthony. So
okay, but Justin, didn't you just undercut your whole point? We don't know if any of those guys can play. So he traded away guys who you know can help now. They might be rentals. I don't care at all that they went from first to 15th in farm system ranking. I want more talent at the big league level. I don't really care about who they traded away, personally.
Well, neither do I if he's trading it for a contender. He traded those pieces to create the fourth place roster. My point is, he's trading away young assets that we had to sit through 5 years of a rebuild to get back. And people will argue, well, Meyer is up in the major leagues and holy and early, and that's why their rankings are lower. That's BS. We don't know if those guys can play. And as a result, we have a fourth place team with a crappy farm system all under Breslow's watch.
Yeah, I don't think they have a crappy farm system. I think they have some young players at the big league level, Toley, early. Arias is a big prospect that they have. I don't think it's crappy. I mean, a lot of their talent has graduated, and he's traded some of it away. I mean, if that's your big gripe with Breslow today, that's not where I expected Justin to go.
Yeah, no, I'm not losing my mind over that. I mean, I guess you can't have it both ways, though. You can't be, like, building up this great farm system, and then if you end up trading him, I guess to his point, if you only have, Sonny Gray for a year or Contreras, I guess, for a couple of years or whatever, and then what? Richard Fitz and the password and Brandon Clark and all these guys.
So what does he want him to do? Wait for all those? Just suck this year and wait for all those guys to get to the big league level? I don't want that either.
I don't either. But if you're going to capitalize on the next couple of years, which it feels like they should, then that's even more reason to make sure you have Bregman on your team or somebody that. Right?
I mean, we can all agree on that. I want Bregman here more than Bichette. I guess I haven't seen this. Nick was telling me in the break. Jen McCaffrey says she's passed along that the Red Sox actually wanted Bichette all along more than Bregman.
Well, it's going to really sting when they get neither.
Like, come on. No, what are we doing with that?
No, first of all, no, they didn't. And second of all, it doesn't matter because they won't get him either.
I didn't. Like, they're not going to sign Bichette, but let's live in fantasy land for a moment. If they do, you preferred Bichette
to
Bregman.
I'll take Bichette. Yeah, I'll take Bichette.
I'll take him, but you preferred Bichette to Bregman.
I did. I don't think they do.
I don't think they did either, and I personally did not.
But then that was also, I didn't realize at the time I said that he is statistically the worst defensive shortstop in
all of
it.
He's not going to play shortstop.
No, he's not. But I was also, I wanted Pete Alonso and Bo Bichette. I wanted like an overhauled infield with two new sticks.
So this is where I blame Henry the most. Breslow's not blameless for, I mean, certainly the Devers return is on him. And he's not blameless in the Bregman negotiations. But that's mostly Henry, I think. Now replacing Devers and Bregman, that's what falls on Breslow. And I don't feel great they're going to come through. Bradfield.
You think they're replacing either of them? Not even both of them. You think they're replacing either one of them?
Doesn't seem like
it. Well, when I say I mean, they're going to replace him with a body. Yeah, it's probably going to suck. But they're going to bring in Suarez.
But I mean, what if their infield is like
that? Yoshida, time to learn third base.
Yeah, what if it? No, but what if it's like Meyer at third until he gets hurt, and Christian Campbell at second until he has like a million errors?
Yeah, that
might be what it is.
I blame Breslow for that.
Yep.
Is what I would do. But Bradfield had the tweet earlier today. Their pivot might now be away from bats. Great. The pivot again would be away from free agency and back to trading for an arm. Freddie, he didn't name names.
I mean, if it's Tarek Skubal, I'll calm down, but I don't think it's going to be Tarek Skubal.
Peralta, Cole Reagans, I'd be happy with any of those guys.
Yeah.
They
still have all their outfielders.
Can they even peel anybody off this roster that's not named Jarren Duran and field a full roster?
No. They don't have...
Yeah, they could peel Yoshida off, I'm sure.
I'm sure teams are lining up for him.
No, I'm not saying anybody wants him, but could you peel him off? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Duran would be the obvious one. You're right.
Right.
But okay. A little bit of Red Sox chatter mixed in with all our Patriots here today. 617-779-793. I didn't know Justin in D.C. cared so much about the farm system.
Yeah, it's not high on my list.
I really don't care about that.
No.
We'll continue with all your feedback coming up. We'll get to some unheralded performers for the Patriots. Plus, we can circle back to Vrabel getting all bloodied up last night. A brutal, gruesome injury on Mike Vrabel. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.